This is InfoTrack, a balanced look at today's most important issues. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
The after effects of mild traumatic brain injuries can be long-lasting, but a new program to treat cognitive problems is having eye-opening results. With the details, here's InfoTrack reporter Gina Tedesco. Gina?
Thanks, Chris. Joining us now is Jack Shelley Tremblay, director of the Experimental Event-Related Potentials Laboratory at the University of South Alabama. He co-authored a study showing a certain visual training program works significantly better than standard programs to treat those who've suffered cognitive troubles due to mild to moderate brain injuries, including concussions. Doctor, the training program, of course, as you know, is called PATH for short. It produced 49% greater improvements in visual working memory compared to only 13 or 8% for other programs. First off, can you characterize the significance of that difference?
Yeah. Individuals, after they have a traumatic brain injury, they have a number of things that happen to them. So they have difficulty with blurring or double vision, or they might have a lot of sensitivity to light. They might have difficulty reading and sustaining their attention on tasks that you might do at work, like email or browsing the internet. And those kinds of things that would normally be very easy for people would be much more difficult after a traumatic brain injury. And so what we could see is that, you know, a 49% increase would mean that relative to where they were before starting the training, they're experiencing almost half again an improvement in their functioning in some of these more common day-to-day visual activities. There are so few treatments that are really available. And in fact, from many neurologists or clinical neuropsychologists, these types of patients are routinely hearing, look, you're going to get so much better after a period of 2 to 6 months, and then really you're not going to expect to improve much for the rest of your life. They're given a fairly bleak prognosis. So for the individuals that do have lingering symptoms, this is really one of the only things out there that has been shown to help people to make these improvements in the use of their visual working memory. So that would be, I think, potentially really life-changing.
And there were some other improvements in addition to the ones you mentioned, such as skills like reading. Tell us about that and other functions that improved.
We see changes in processing speed, reading speed, selective attention. Reading speed is very easy to understand, right? So that's essentially, you know, you're given a task at work and you've got to digest a document and make a presentation, right? So this product has been shown, compared to the orientation discrimination task that we used as a control, it's been shown to help you to process written information significantly faster. Processing speed is something that is going to manifest itself in a number of different ways in your daily life. So that's how quickly can you read, comprehend, and use information. Also, things like if you're at a stoplight and it's complex and you're driving your car and there's a lot of things in the visual environment, how long is it going to take you to understand and comprehend visual objects in your scene rapidly? So that could result in an increase in something like driving safety.
Now, I know the PATH training program uses exercises. Can you describe an exercise that would be associated with this training?
Yeah, 100%. This PATH training is based on the idea of masked practice. It is not magic. So just like if you want to get really good at tennis or at basketball, they talk about the 10,000 hours, right, that you have to do to become an expert in something. PATH neurotraining really gives you that hundreds and hundreds of repetitions with something called visual orientation discrimination. So this is an exercise where you're looking at a computer screen, you see an icon that looks like a fish shape, and it appears to be swimming to the left or to the right. And your job, hundreds and hundreds of times, is to determine whether that fish is going left or right. And the machine automatically makes it easier or harder so that it's pushing your system to its discrimination limits. This is really important because it's one of the only products that asks your top part of your brain, called the dorsal stream, to work effectively with the bottom part of your brain, which is called the ventral stream. The top part tells you where things are in the world. The bottom or ventral part of your brain tells you what those objects are. And we see often in traumatic brain injury through the work of Dr. Huang at UCSD, who's on our team, we know independently that individuals who have had mild to moderate TBIs, they have an impairment in the connections between these systems. And so this training really helps to reconnect those systems that used to be connected but aren't anymore.
So the idea is to work on relatively lower level mental processing to improve higher level cognitive functions. Is that fair to say?
I think so, except that when we think about the brain as a system, there are constantly top-down and bottom-up interactions. So one of the things that we know is improving is visual attention. And is visual attention bottom-up? Is it top-down? Yes, both. Just so you understand, really, it improves your ability to have the resources to direct attention towards an object in space. But as a result, then you can select the objects that you're more interested in and ignore the objects that are irrelevant or distracting better.
We're visiting with Jack Shelley Tremblay at the University of South Alabama. He co-authored a study showing that a visual training program called PATH works significantly better than standard programs to treat those who've suffered mild to moderate brain injuries. The journal Frontiers in Human Neuroscience published the research. Now, when we talk about these injuries, does mild refer to the after effects or the amount of force that created the trauma?
Yeah, that's a great question. The distinction between mild and moderate traumatic brain injury is not 100% clear cut. In every case, our participants had what's called a closed head injury, where the skull was not penetrated by an object. So this is what can be called a coup contra coup type of injury, where there is force. And in every case, this was an injury where the participant's head struck a hard object. And then there's an initial hit where the brain hits directly in the direction of force. Like, let's think about a rear-end car collision. The force comes from the back, and so the participant's head would slam forward against, let's say, the steering wheel, and then it would whip back, and the brain rebounds and hurts itself again as it hits the back of the skull. So that would be an example of the kind of injury we're dealing with.
I understand that mild traumatic brain injuries affect 2.5 million Americans annually, and a significant number have the persistent cognitive problems like concentration that severely impact their quality of life. And you made reference to this before about just, you know, a few months and you may not get better. How hopeful are you that the PATH program may change the game?
I am very, very hopeful. This has been in development for a long, long time. And I think thanks to help from funding from the federal government, we really have the opportunity to tell the general public about this on large scale for the first time in over 2 decades. I published a similar paper with Dr. Lawton just last year, and we interviewed about 100 rehabilitation professionals, like occupational therapists, physical therapists, clinical neuropsychologists, etc. They all felt that they needed tools that they could easily and reliably deploy or use with their patients. So we're really hopeful that different types of rehabilitation professionals will want to try this product out.
Very interesting. And finally, this question. You know, we have a lot of parents listening to this show and they have children participating in sports. While this is a little outside of your study, is your information yet another reminder that coaches, parents, and kids must always be mindful of wearing protective headgear when they're at risk of injury?
Yeah, 100%. Take care of your brain, because when it is damaged, it is very difficult to get those functions back. It really is. So be careful with your brain.
Dr. Jack Shelley Tremblay at the University of South Alabama, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
For InfoTrack, I'm Gina Tedesco.
You're listening to InfoTrack, a production of Syndication Networks.